SBS Radio.
Madali lamang gawin ang pag-a-apply ng divorce. Inaabot lamang ito ng kasingbaba ng 3 buwan sa kondisyon na natugunan ang lahat ng mga pangangailangan ayon kay Florence Cruz Montalvo, isang abogado sa Family Law Early Intervention Unit at Refugee Service sa Legal Aid New South Wales.
Before you start, you need to think about, am I a citizen or my husband or wife a citizen? If not, have I been in Australia for 12 months and intend to live here indefinitely? Have I been separated for more than 12 months? And that could be physically or under the same roof. Do I have my marriage certificate in English? If you've been married for less than 2 years, you need to think about, have I gone through counselling? Do I have a counselling certificate or do I have a statement saying why it's not appropriate to go through counselling? Do you have an address for your spouse?
Ipinag-uutos ng batas sa Australia na ang mag-asawa ay kailangang pisikal na hiwalay nang hindi bababa sa 12 buwan para maproseso ang kanilang divorce. Sa Australia, hindi kailangan ng esposo o esposa ang pahintulot ng kanilang asawa para makapag-apply para sa divorce. Gayunpaman, kailangan mong magbigay ng kopya ng isinubmit na aplikasyon para sa divorce sa kabilang partido.
If you don't know where the other person is, you need to take reasonable steps to try to find them because you can always ask the court for permission to send it to them a different way. So if you know that they're still contacting their brother or sister or some other family member, if you've done everything possible and you still can't get their address, you can always ask the court for permission to send the divorce application to them through that family member. If you only have an email address or you found them on Facebook, that's the same thing.
Ang mga bagong dating na may hawak na mga permanent at tiyak na temporary at refugee visa ay karapat-dapat para sa libreng serbisyo ng pagsasalin na ibinibigay ng Department of Home Affairs. Inirekomenda ni Florence Cruz Montalvo sa mga bagong dating na ang kanilang legal na mga dokumento, kabilang ang sertipiko ng kasal, ay maisalin sa wikang Ingles sa loob ng 2 taon na sila ay pinagkalooban ng visa sa Australia upang maka-access sa serbisyo. Ang mga mag-asawa na pisikal na naghiwalay sa loob ng mahigit sa 12 buwan ay maaaring mag-submit ng kanilang aplikasyon para sa divorce sa pamamagitan ng Federal Circuit Court.
If you're separated under the same roof, however, you do need to provide the court with a statement called an affidavit, just setting out when the date of separation was, why you think that's the date of separation, how your marriage was before the date of separation compared to how it was after, so that you can really show the difference between the nature of the relationship.
Kung ikaw ay kinasal sa ibayong dagat, maaari ka pa ring pagkalooban ng divorce ng family court sa Australia. Gayunpaman, maaaring maapektuhan ng divorce ang mga taong may hawak na temporary visa. Sa kasong ito, iminumungkahi ni Montalvo na ang aplikante ay humingi ng legal na payo mula sa isang abogadong espesyalista sa imigrasyon sa lalong madaling panahon upang matalakay ang mga opsyon.
After you separate, if you're receiving Centrelink, it's really important to keep Centrelink informed of any changes in your circumstances. For child support purposes, if you have children, it's really important to apply for a child support assessment after you get separated, because if you're receiving the family tax benefit, your payments can be reduced if you have separated and you haven't applied for a child support assessment.
Ang mag-asawa ay may 12 buwan. Upang maabot ang kasunduan sa ari-arian mula sa araw na maging pinal ang kanilang divorce.
If there isn't any property, then no, you don't necessarily have to go through a settlement, but it's the people who own houses together, or if the other spouse has a house in their sole name but you were living in that house and it was the family home, it doesn't have to be under your name for you to go through a property settlement.
Ang pinal na paghahati ng ari-arian o tinatawag na final settlement ay hindi nangangahulugan na ang mga ari-arian ay hinahati ng pantay sa pagitan ng 2 partido dahil tinitingnan ng hukuman ang partikular na mga kalagayan sa bawat kaso.
who contributed what financially. So who worked, who paid for what, what assets did they bring to the relationship, and they look at the non-financial contributions and the contributions to the family. So cooking and cleaning and taking care of the children and taking care of the home and the husband and the wife and all of that. What are the finances of this relationship? What are the contributions? Should any adjustments be made because you have future needs, because you're taking care of the children or because of disability or health condition? And is the proposed orders and split fair and just in all the circumstances?
Ipinakikita sa kamakailang datos mula sa Australian Institute of Family Studies na halos kalahati ng lahat ng mga divorce sa Australia ay kinasasangkutan ng mga batang nasa edad na mababa sa 18 taon. Karamihan sa mga bata sa Australia ay saklaw ng Child Support Scheme na nagtatasa kung magkano ang dapat ibayad na suporta para sa bata ng isang magulang sa magulang na nasa poder nito ang bata. Ang mga mag-asawang hindi makaabot sa kasunduan ay maaaring kumontak sa Department of Social Services para sa tulong. Narito ang paliwanag ng kumakatawang Associate Director of Family Law sa Victoria Legal Aid na si Emma Smallwood.
Many parents actually come to their own agreement about how child support should be paid and how much should be paid. But where parents don't agree about child support or can't agree about what child support should be paid after separation, that's where the Department of Human Services Child Support Scheme can come into place and will assess how much child support should be paid from one parent to another for the benefit of children.
Ang halaga ng pagpa-file ng divorce sa Federal Circuit Court of Australia ay $910. Gayunpaman, ang mga taong nakapailalim sa espesyal na mga kalagayan ay maaaring maging karapat-dapat para sa mas mababang bayad. Inirekomenda ni Emma Smallwood na magkaroon ng impormasyong na uukol sa pinansya ng sambahayan upang maabot ang kasunduan para sa pinakamahusay na interes ng mga bata.
It's a good idea to make sure both parents or parties have all the household finance information, so get copies of that for both parties so everyone knows what the situation is with the household finances, and that can really help you to negotiate an agreement about what's going to happen with your property going forward, which can be really important for caring for children.
Kung ikaw ay nag-iisip na mag-apply para sa divorce, bisitahin ang National Legal Aid website upang malaman kung paano mo ma-access ang libreng payong pambatas sa iyong estado o teritoryo.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.